We'll just go ahead and wait till Mary comes in and sit down and we'll get started.
All rise.
All rise. We all rise. Mary's here.
They were joking.
She has the flag. She has the flag.
Go ahead.
Welcome everybody to our April 20th meeting. Our ministers haven't shown up yet, so we'll bypass that. We'll go to the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody will stand. We'll have the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Done. Motion to suspend.
Make a motion to suspend reading the minutes.
I need a second, please.
Second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to table regular minutes of April 6, 2017, and table the special meeting minutes of January the 30th and February 15th and February 20th.
I need a second, please.
And we're just because we're behind, these are going to be coming out. I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. John? Bills and payroll?
Bills and payroll?
Sure. Resolution. No, I don't have a number.
It is 17-110.
Resolution 17-100. Whoops. What was that? 17 dash what?
110.
Resolution 17-110. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll in the amount of $153,969.62 and bills in the amount of $140,155.06 for a total of $294,124.68 from check number 42712 to check number 42820.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
Oh, you can't. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Question, do we have the POs here this time? Were they?
Yes, sir. I have them on my thing. Now, you'd like to look at them.
Well, I mean, I know we signed the checks, but I didn't.
They were all in.
Okay, I didn't see them.
I'll get them out for you.
No, no, that's good.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and down with the rest of the resolutions.
Okay, 17-106.
Make a motion to pass resolution 106, and this is to accept the property at 1248 Tedco Drive. We got a whole list of them here, and these are properties that are nuisance houses, deluxe or delinquent taxes, the condemned, whatever. We're going to start taking ownership of them. They'll either be tore down or sold.
I need a second.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make motion to pass resolution 17-107. This is 1439 Little Avenue.
Need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph? Thank you, gentlemen.
Make a motion to pass 17-108. This is 462 Prospect.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes, zip code's wrong on that prospect. That should be 04.
04?
Yes.
That's what it says, 43204.
No, it says 43223. Good eye, Ralph.
Prospect Street.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17-109. This one is the Pay Ohio Cat. $5,800 for engine repair, 193.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I make a motion to pass resolution 17-111. This is the property of 1820 North Eastfield.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes, what was that?
Thank you.
What was that?
1820 North Eastfield Drive.
No, I mean the...
Resolution number?
Resolution number.
17-111.
111, okay.
Make a motion, pass resolution 17-112. This is 867 Hart.
Need a second, please?
We don't have this on our paperwork.
No.
It's...
The last one was on our paperwork.
Oh, well, she put them on mine. They were handwritten.
Right.
Oh, she just wrote them out.
That was 17-112, title to 867 Hart Road.
Right.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Road Department.
There's another couple other resolutions.
Oh, excuse me just one moment there. What was that Hart Road
here,
number again?
Hart Road, 867.
Okay, thank you.
What's the next one?
This one we discussed last time we was here. We need to get this taken care of so the Friends of the Hilltop can mow it.
Okay.
And this is an amendment 15091. This is an amendment to amend resolution 15091. That resolution gave the Friends of the Hilltop the okay to mow and take care of litter maintenance on Wilson Road, Georgieville Road, Sullivan Avenue, West Broad Street. Also litter management, vegetation in other areas of the township. This resolution gives the Friends of the Hilltop to include in that the maintenance includes litter removal, mowing, vegetation management, weed trimming, leaves removed, and so forth, islands on Georgieville Road from the railroad tracks to West Broad Street.
I need a second, please.
We've not heard anything back. I'm not going to second it because we have yet to, we sat here and talked to them. Even Bill Hoffman himself said it would be a good idea to let our attorneys look at this before we just rush through and let someone in to do the work.
You have a letter here from the county.
Well, sure do. Right here.
And the county has given them the right to do this.
Correct.
We're just giving them the right to work in Franklin Township.
Right, and I'm not an attorney, and I want our attorney to look at this deal before we set ourselves up for something that we may not want. And our last
attorneys
meeting...
Attorneys have already looked over this one.
Not our attorney.
They already looked over it.
The county attorney.
That's fine. It's the county's attorney. My obligation is to this township, not the county. I asked at the last meeting that our brochures take a look at this, and if they're fine with it, I'm fine with it. You can check with the other trustee if you guys want to proceed forward, but I'm not going to second this. As I said the last time, it needs to go to brochures. If brochures is fine with it, then I'm fine with it.
Ralph, are you going to second?
It's already been okayed.
I know.
You're already giving the okay here. You're already obligated to do all this in the rest of the township.
Right.
The only thing you're doing now is letting them do the mowing.
And I'm not going to move forward to add any more to it until we've got a definite okay and it's a smart idea from our attorney. So I'm not going to move forward and say yes without checking. Well, I mean, Melissa can send this in to...
No. If you want to go...
No, no.
You
I can have
attorney.
Our administrator send
no.
this in.
You always give Melissa everything to do.
She, that is her job.
You,
she is
no,
administrative
it's
for the township.
Job. It's not her job. Do some things for yourself, John. You send her text on Sarah. You send her text on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I sent her photos.
You sent her photos. You called her on Easter Sunday. You called her the day before Easter Sunday. Having her try to do stuff on the township.
Under the circumstances of the...
No, it was picking up trash on the street. You can't do nothing about trash on the street. If you want to take this to the to Brochus and waste $200, you take it to him.
It'll be taken care of.
So
it's up to a second. It's up to Ralph if he wants to second it or where he's at.
Well... Frankly, I wasn't here when the original
agreement was made. Well, I was. I don't even know if I was.
Have you read the original one?
Yeah, well.
Here's the original one. It's been okayed.
Yeah.
By everybody.
Okay.
The attorneys have looked that over.
Our attorney didn't look it over. That's what I'm getting at. Our attorney that represents Franklin Township,
right,
not Franklin County. How many times has had our attorney take a look at the casino deal before, et cetera? We have to protect Franklin Township.
Our attorney wrote that, and it wasn't good.
Yeah. Well, in all due respect, I represent Franklin Township as well, and I would have to say table it for a moment. So I would not vote in favor of it if he's not satisfied and you were here with the original and so forth. I would say
this is from the county. The county has already given the okay.
Yeah. Well, the question comes up, y'all. Is the county taking liability if one of those guys?
You read that. And the Friends of the Hilltop is responsible for all that stuff. It reads right down through there. You read stuff that the Friends of the Hilltop is responsible
and
for.
And if our attorney agrees with the language that anyone can say that they're responsible, and how many times have people been sued because, well, that really isn't legal, you're still responsible.
Yeah.
We need to, it does not hurt us. We should not push this through. I don't know why we're pushing this through. I said it in the last meeting 2 weeks ago. Had this went to Brocious, then we could have said yes today. I'm not going to rush this through.
Well, I don't think we need to fight. He did ask for that information, so I would have to say.
Well, thank you.
I would assume that he took care of the Brocious. If I have a problem, I'll take it to Brocious.
I'll get a clarification.
I can fax it over to him. I mean, it's not a problem. I'll fax it over and have him take a look at it.
And if you want me to or whatever, but yeah.
So. Resolution 17-113. So, are you going to table it, John? Motion to table it?
It just died of a second.
Okay.
So it'd just be tabled.
Now, I suppose you want to run this one by your attorney also. This one just came from the prosecutor's office downtown. It was just sent to me. I just ran a copy off before I got here. Ralph said he got a copy of it.
I don't have a copy, but I did see it.
Well,
How can we vote on it if I haven't even seen it? You had a copy of it in your email also. This is to do away that the township is against growing with marijuana in the township or opening up retail stores. And this is, but the county prosecutor's office sent this out, and they sent it to every township in the city, or in the town, in Franklin County.
And you got it today?
Yes. When did you get it, Ralph? He's accused me of not getting it today.
I just saw it before it came down.
Is that to not sell in our township?
Sell it or grow it, or not grow it. You can't open up a retail store.
Oh, man, that's revenue.
Prairie Township just passed this resolution here. Three weeks ago, it was in the U.S.
That's revenue.
Sorry, Janet.
I don't care where it comes from. It's revenue.
Yeah.
I think it's a billion dollars.
Honestly, the man hasn't had a chance to see it.
My phone doesn't hook up to my email.
Okay, so we'll talk about that next meeting, too.
I would move on that later.
I won't write anything.
I'm not tied at the hip to my emails, and if it came in today, I'll get it tonight.
You want to run this by your attorney also?
So what?
Hague Avenue is closed.
I need to interrupt just a moment here, sir. Let me explain to what that is. The prosecuting attorney, the state of Ohio, has passed a law for recreational marijuana.
Hague.
Period. Not for recreational use or anything. Now, they're in so many areas of central Ohio or whatever the case may be, they are going to allow a certain amount of growers. This, from the prosecuting attorney, has to do with would it be okay to set up a growing farm in Franklin Township.
Community garden would be a good place.
And that's essentially what that law is. You vote yes, you do want the authorization for
says you do not want anybody to grow marijuana in Franklin Township or open up a retail store.
Yeah. And that's basically what that says. So
and all the townships.
Recreational marijuana, not recreational,
medical
marijuana has already been approved for the state of Ohio.
And that's big revenue.
That was voted and gone through the state legislature. So that's what that's all about.
Where is that being grown at?
They have a drawing, like if you want to sell it, she wants to sell it, and she wants to sell it.
Right.
It goes in, and then they just, you're the winner. You get to grow it. And
yeah.
they have to be, go through the law enforcement. They
yeah.
have to have, I mean, there are strict regulations for it. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just not going to be
there
you
only,
growing, her
right,
growing.
There's only so many people that it's going to be allowed to grow it.
Yeah.
And that's revenue.
And all
you can't
the,
stop it now. It's
yeah,
been voted
and,
in.
And all the... guidelines and everything are set up through the state, and certain criteria. I haven't seen all of it, but I just know about the law.
Well, is that something that you're against?
Not,
might get his police officers back.
Well,
with that kind of revenue.
Well,
on a personal note, I would say no, because we're not going to stop it.
Right.
It's being regulated. So it'd be like us saying we're against a liquor store.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Well,
so it would be
well,
a revenue right. for the township if
right.
it was allowed.
Yeah.
If
her,
mm-hmm.
right. be
we
less
talk
money
about
the
being not having
right.
money all the time, so
right.
we're going to vote down
Could
that
do.
We don't want
money.
Money.
Right.
So
well, this
we
is why
need.
I didn't want to vote on it right this second, because
well,
I didn't have a chance
we
to
don't need money.
Look into it.
Yeah, we need to think this thing through.
I agree.
Bear in mind, the state has not passed the law for recreational use.
This is only
it's
medical
only now.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that and there's a fact of the matter there that a lot of people allegedly say, I've got a really sick older person,
mm-hmm,
I've got
sure.
this, I've got that.
Cancer.
We've tried marijuana, you know, it seems to help them. You know, those are the facts that you're
mm-hmm.
looking at there. So from that standpoint, just to say no, you don't want, and the chances are, who knows if you're going to get one in Franklin Township or not. They're going to allow medical marijuana sales.
Why can't we be a part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
money.
Having said that, the way everything is structured and set up through the state, I have no idea. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But that is the gist of the law. It's not, you can't just go in there without, it's like a prescription, so to speak.
And that petition from the,
yeah.
wants us to say no, so we don't get, they have to go someplace else. Well,
yeah.
why not?
Now that's, I hope, does everybody kind of understand that a little better now that what we're talking about there? That's what that is all about.
So another 2 weeks isn't going to hurt us if we bring this back up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hagee Avenue is going to be closed and El Paso Drive will be closed for approximately 30 days, starting April the 24th for 30 days.
We have no
did you get that? Did you get that?
Yeah.
Just came
yep.
through.
It just came through. And that's the whole intersection. That's El Paso and it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Road department.
Well, is that for the sanitary sewer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're in that intersection.
All my stuff in there.
You
know, is it yours?
It's got so much utility running through there. I mean, they're going to end up having about 20 foot of the water line exposed in the high pressure. Fiber optics,
or to
gas.
The fire department. Did you need another one?
Okay. Yeah.
Turn that motor. There you go.
I got it.
There's a whole lot different breed of people than who had it before.
I agree.
Very
big.
Good people
okay.
to talk to.
Didn't work with too.
Bill, we got the road department, Jim Stevens.
I'd like to forego let Byron go for it.
Well, also let's, I think Reverend Wilmot.
I already wrote your name.
He left.
Yeah,
he had to leave.
Okay.
I already wrote your name.
Unfortunately, this meeting I got a little too much to talk about, so I'll let you.
Okay. I'll just scribble it out.
Police department.
I'll muddle through it. I mean, we want to just throw
Easy.
It out there for him.
Chief Smith.
Thank you.
I really got nothing. No,
I knew it.
We canvassed this week for the levy. We're going to canvass next Tuesday. Anybody who can volunteer, your help is greatly appreciated. Just see me. The levy is in a week and a half. Please vote.
Yeah.
Gary?
I'm just wondering when you're going to pass out the t-shirts. I have an extra large. So fire department passed out t-shirts.
You know, it's funny you mention that, Barry, because we're accepting donations for those things. So Melissa will get a bucket out.
We'll pass it on.
They've got to go.
What is the voting day? May what? May
2nd.
May 2nd? Thank you.
Yeah, May 2nd.
It's May 2nd.
Thank you.
That's election day.
Any questions for the police chief?
Questions?
Yeah, I had one. I've had about five or six people bugging me for a sign. Are you going to get them out or not? Mm-hmm.
I was. I had to go down the street a little bit. I was actually heading out to get some out. So
oh, were you? Okay.
Okay. I had one more thing.
Yeah. You can put one in my yard, too.
How about I just give it to you and you put it in your yard?
Okay. Gosh, I have to do everything.
I was contacted by Mr. Wheeler again this week about a part-time position. It is my understanding that we have at least two trustees who have told me no on this, on him coming to work part-time, as well as the union. I want to make sure, is that where we're still at? I know he reached out to Mr. Fleshman the other day.
Mr. Wheeler did.
I told him that I'd bring it up in a meeting so that it would be clear that if a yes is a yes and a no is a no. One of my concerns was I've talked to some of the officers and et cetera, and where there are departments at, it's tough to take someone that used to be the chief and then put them down, and the same in your position that you now are over the person that was over right. You and over the department. So are we going to have differences of opinion in the way that the township police department is run, being that this is how we used to do it, or I did it, and without following protocol? To me, I feel that we should I would pass on the opportunity after further looking into it.
The FOP said they have very strong concerns.
He was a good officer when he was here.
Correct. He's very good.
He was not a good officer. He was not an officer at all. If he would come back as an officer, Don, he would have to go through an FTO period. He cannot work in the car by himself.
Okay.
Okay. Is what it is.
Have you told him that?
I told him that when he was here. Yeah.
Well, my opinion.
Am I back for this? The need of money, or does he want to contribute something?
He needs it to keep his certification to be a police officer or to carry a weapon.
Oh. I need the trustees.
He needs to work at another police department someplace so many hours a month. Okay, thank you.
John. Excuse me.
Well, my opinion is you know, you are the chief,
right.
My chief, and you are the one I've got a history with. Mm-hmm. And I did not directly for and if you think of the issues, I would have to go along with. I mean, I'm just saying, no, I would be.
Every officer I have
issues. Frankly, the... you know, it's hard to go from being a chief to something else and then back to an officer, in my opinion.
He would be the bottom of the totem pole officer. Pretty because much. Of the fact that there's so many above him now.
And he'd be part-time.
And I think
you it's say no.
For, you know, the best.
Did you say no?
Yes.
Well, you know, should take his recommendation then.
In the best interest of the department as well as the residents, which is always foremost on my mind as well. I think we should just say no.
So by your recommendations, I would vote no, that we wouldn't bring him on.
Okay. What was it really about? I was just getting a bit.
Yeah.
And no, believe no. me, bear in mind, I have no disrespect at all for Mr. Wheeler. I
kind of got to know him a little bit, and he seemed like a pretty good guy to me, but I don't know.
Well, no, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah, and I have nothing personal one way or the other.
To be a street
officer. Anything that's going to have an adverse effect on us, I wouldn't be in favor of that. No.
Okay. So he won't be coming back.
Police chief.
That's all I got.
Fantastic.
Fire chief. Fire department didn't show up.
Fire department
didn't show up tonight. Fire department, Jim Stevens.
Hey, Jim, I might come up with something else. Plus, many times I've had to do your stuff, you could.
Hey. All right.
Now we're going back to the road. Start.
We're going to get busy here now.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, it's our time of year, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll just go ahead and we'll get started with the things that I, Big Run, the repaving on Big Run. I brought a price to the board that the county had given us to repave Big Run all the way through at like $79,000. They're getting ready to be doing, so everybody knows, Big Run is actually going to be shut down completely for 60 days starting June 5th. They're rebuilding the bridge on Big Run.
60?
It'll be down for 60 days. They will start passing out information. They'll get, they're going to put signboards up so everybody knows what's going on. They're actually going to completely rebuild the bridge on Big Run. Dave McManus is supposed to be getting in touch with you.
Okay.
This is a revised quote, or quote. What I asked them to do, since they are going to be going from Harrisburg Pike to Gantz, for $79,000, and with the construction going on, the paving, I think we may be able to get the paving done about the same time while the road's closed. It'll help maintain with the traffic. So I've asked the county to go ahead and just give me a quote from Gantz to the city line, which is right at the S-curve. And their quote, if you look on the second page, their quote to repave that area, which is the worst part of Big Run. We go down there constantly filling up potholes. It's just bad road. They're going to have to do a full depth repair on the majority of that road where they'll completely dig it up, mill it all the way out, put new base in, compact the base, and then overlay on top of that for $36,455.
Is this the same price roughly per square yard as when they were doing all of it?
Yes.
They're just figuring the same dollars.
What they're doing now is they're just cut the square yardage down. Because they pretty much cut it almost.
They figure $2,800 at the bottom. What's that?
Are they going to take any of the curves out? Are they going to leave it the way it is?
That's called the MOT and the bond that the county has to get for every project they get.
Bond.
The method of trafficking and the bond. The county has to do it. Every time the county does, we do a job with the county. Sure. Yeah, that's something that's included in their in their price. Their MOT. What's that, Mary? I'm sorry.
Are they going to take any of the curves out, or are they just going to pay?
The berms will be redone also.
It'll be a little safer driving.
Curves are still going to be curves. I'm sorry, Mary. The curves are still going to be curves. You know, my biggest fear is once they do this, right now, the potholes and everything are keeping everybody kind of safe. The moment they end up repaving the road, it's going to become a speedway, and that's not a road you want to do that. But the road needs repaved.
Did you check there was no truck signs on there or not? You want to check? See.
There is no through truck signs on.
Well, I'm just saying, do we think about making that no trucks? No through trucks?
I think it already is. It's already got.
Well, that's what I was asking. If
it's already got no through truck signs on it.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
There's already there.
Okay.
Jim, if you don't mind, take a minute there and explain to the residents on Columbus Corp line there so they'll understand.
I've been trying to get Big Run paved for a few years now, and unfortunately Big Run is one of the roadways like we have, and we got multiple roadways like that within a township where you actually go from the township to the city, to the county, back to the township, and that's a problem we're running into here. The county has said that they would pretty much dance with us and help pave their part. When we do ours, they'll repave it, which they're going to be doing when they do the bridge. They're going to be doing their part at that time. The city, however, they don't want to do anything. We've tried on four different occasions now, and the city really doesn't want to do anything on their part, and I don't see a need for us to pave their roadway. Although they've just got a little sliver, they got a little piece right there.
budget. Oh, I didn't get it.
I'll go with make a motion to pass resolution 17. 113.
Yes, sir.
To authorize Franklin County, to authorize Jim Stevens to sign a contract with the Franklin County engineers to resurface Gantz Road.
Big Run Road.
From the Columbus Corporation line to Gantz Road. Not to exceed $36,455.
Need a second, please?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's one.
Back when we were tearing the houses down, I got with the fire chief, and it's been something that's been on our mind here for the last few years also. The awnings that are on the front and the back of our building are dry rotted, they're falling apart, they leak, and fire chief and I got together, and I told him to go ahead at that time because we were busy to run with it and get some quotes to possibly redo the awnings, which he did, and he gave me the quotes. These are two different quotes. We asked for three. We never got anything returned from the third person, but these are the quotes that we did receive, and I think the last page is on the last page is actual pictures of the way that they would turn out.
How old are these, do you know?
I've been here 9 years and they're still the same.
Okay.
So is this here in one?
No, it's both.
36.
And out of these two quotes, like I said, the back one from Advanced Awning Company, their quote actually has writing on where they actually it would have our address on the front and then station 103.
You got one price of $1,600 and one of $2,500, roughly almost $900 more.
Try longer.
Just to put the name on.
I'm just giving you the quotes that he gave. I'm just telling you the difference between the two of them.
What this notation really nice. Says will match price.
I think that they said that they would match, Jimmy said that they would match the price, so there's a good possibility that they would match the $1,670.
Okay.
Is there a difference between companies? I mean, why wouldn't they just give us the 16 before we have to go to them and say match it?
It's two different companies.
I understand that. Is one a magical company and the other one's a unicorn company? I mean, is there a difference in quality of the...
I have no idea about awning companies, boss.
Yeah, that's a good question. If one of them's in the township or not in the township.
Well, you got Camaro Avenue.
That's on the southeast side.
I don't think either one of them fall in
that category. Neither one of them is in Franklin County.
No.
You know, something maybe right now what I need to do is just get this in your hands and let you think about it. I don't think, you know, we don't necessarily need to make a move on it now. Just want to let you know it's something that we're working on. Well, but that decision is strictly up to
it's something that we needed to do. And if just if $1,670 is the most, is the price that we're...
And if the second company is willing to match it, then...
Then it's, if we drag it out and drag it out, it's still going to come out to the same price.
Have you looked at the awnings and the front one and there's a front one rotted?
They're all rotten, Don. They've all got mold on, they're all rotten. I mean, they're dry, you touch the rips.
Okay. So let's make a resolution.
114.
To authorize the purchase of awnings on the buildings. Not to exceed $1,670.
To purchase awnings. Is that for all the awnings we want?
Yeah, and since Chief Welsh has headed this up, I'll go ahead and give him the information. I know he couldn't be here, but he had something else to do.
Not to exceed $1,670. Just want to make right off the $1,700. It's easier for me.
You want
$1,700. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
Thank you, John. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank
Next.
You. Next big thing we're talking about didn't have to use a whole lot of it this year, but it's road salt. It is time to go back into contract. Their ODOT is now sending the contract information out, which we have done in the 9 years I've been here. I went into contract with ODOT to purchase the salt through them. We end up getting it at a rather discounted price. Problem we're running into is, and it's not just us, it's everybody, this year we didn't have to use very much. We went into contract with ODOT last year for 225 ton of salt. We've taken delivery of about 145 ton over this total winter. We have 20 more ton coming in, we've got 20 more ton coming in now, which is going to fill our barn up pretty packed, and then we're going to put a tarp over the front of it to keep the weather from the rain and everything from getting into it, only because we've got a catch basin out here. We can't let salt get down into that. Which leaves us with 80 ton that we did not take delivery of that we're still under contract with. I'm waiting on word back from ODOT now. Cargill is the company that got the salt company that got the contract through ODOT or for ODOT. And they are willing to hold our salt for us. I don't have all the information yet on what that's going to pertain. I know we will have to go ahead and finish paying for our 225 ton like we would normally have to do anyhow, because you have to take delivery of that. With there being 80 ton, as soon as they're supposed to get back to us by the end of April, then I will have a price and I can let you know what they're going to charge us to store it for us. What's happening now, though, is it's time for the 2017-2018 salt contract. If we don't go into contract, granted, we've got probably 80 ton, a little over 80 ton back here in the barn and 80 ton on hold. If we don't go into contract with ODOT, they can opt us out from any future years of contract. So we need to go into contract with ODOT for something. And nobody knows, what's this winter going to be like? What's the possibility we're going to have three very mild winters in a row? Nobody can answer that. You go back 4 years ago, we used 525 ton of salt.
Right. So you've got 160 ton right now.
Total. Yes, we got 80 in the barn.
Right, 160 ton.
Correct.
So roughly, on an average winter, what do you...
We usually go into contract between 225 and 250 ton.
With what's already out there, though.
Yeah, but that's what we go into contract with, no matter what I've got in the barn. So I'm thinking if we go into contract for at the minimum of 100 ton,
right,
that would put me at about 280, which
right.
will be
right.
either way.
That should cover even a fairly rough winter.
Worst case scenario...
We'll have to pay it.
Everybody's going to be in the same boat,
Have to buy it, pay it from
the county. The county, Franklin County Engineers, they go into the same contract that we do. We got our salt for $45.23 a ton with this last contract, which was almost half of what it was the year before, only because it was a mild winter. I can see the salt prices being driven down even more for 17-18.
Right.
Now, the county bought it for $45.23 a ton, as we did, but they're more than willing to sell it to us for $59.45 a ton. So I don't want to get into a situation to where we have to worry about paying, $14 a ton or something like that.
Right, but at the same time, you can't get too much either.
No. We're limited. Unfortunately, we're limited because of our salt barn. Now, granted, we rebuilt it 2 years ago. We don't have space to build a new one. We were grandfathered in because of the salt barn that we got. Now, if we totally tore that down, we're not good. We were grandfathered in to just rebuild that one, and the reason being, EPA came out with a new standard that you can't have a salt facility within 100 foot of a storm drain.
Yep.
Well, that storm drain out there is 25 foot from that building. That's why we have to keep it covered. And we have no other property other than Station 192's. But then it don't matter which direction you go or where you would put anything in there, you're within 100 foot of a storm drain, so we're kind of...
I don't think you have any other way out, but they will go for 100 ton.
If we don't order through
right.
ODOT,
right.
once again, we'd end up being at the mercy of the county at a larger amount. And then the county also has the ability to shut you down. They've done that in the past before my time, my 9 years, where they were getting salt through the county, bad winter, county was getting low, so they shut all the other entities down. If that happens, then we can't do the job that we try to do, you know, for all of you.
It's a gamble, but you gotta take it.
Gotta play cards sometimes.
Question for you, Jim. On the contracts, are those annual or are they?
They're annual. Yeah, they're annual. Every year in March, first part of April, they send me an email, and then I have to have you trustees accept this resolution, this paperwork, right, through ODOT, and then you end up giving it its own.
Right.
Resolution.
Essentially, what we're saying here, if we go ahead with 100.
Going to accept their contract.
We go ahead with 100, then we do accept 100 at the contract price.
Yeah, we don't know what the contract is. What we do every year, Ralph, when we do this, we're just telling ODOT, because they're out collecting data, how much do they have to put out to bid.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're telling ODOT that we will go into contract with them along with the other entities.
Right.
And then once they get all the other entities' quantities, and then they send that out, Cargill ends up getting, they've gotten it every year.
115.
So what we currently have, plus another 100, that would get you through even a rough winter next winter, you think? Is that?
Yeah. I hope.
What's the worst case scenario if we run out? We just.
What they ended up doing with us 4 years ago when we had a really bad winter, we had taken delivery of 250 ton of salt. When we exceeded our maximum,
yes, sir.
I can go over 10%.
Okay.
When we exceeded our maximum, as did a lot of people, Cargill then gave us an opportunity to go renegotiate into a new contract, but the salt was $15 more expensive per ton.
So it's kind of a salt of the bone.
Well, the other thing, too, that we did, or you came up with, which I don't even think too many people noticed, was we went back 100 feet from intersections and stop signs and salted, and we didn't salt all the streets. And I don't even think people realized it, but it was clear, but it had, you know, some dustiness.
We like to think that we take pride in making
right, and I agree.
I was going to say, you guys always.
It was in case
that.
Of emergency down to.
When we get into that situation, then we have steps that we do, and the guys are extremely well on how they monitor what they're putting down. We do the best that we can with what we've got, and we've always tried to work within our means.
Sure.
Yeah, make a motion to pass resolution 17115, authorizing Jim Stevens, road superintendent, to go into contract 018-18 to purchase 100 tons of salt from Cargill.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
Lisa,
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will need a copy of that resolution typed up as soon as I can.
Huh? Sorry, it was your
thing. No.
Sorry.
I need a copy of that resolution typed up as soon as I can because I got to get that.
Contract.
So once I get everybody's signature on that, then I have to upload everything into the computer. And I appreciate that. We're going to continue to do the best we can with what we've got.
To purchase.
What's the chance that Mother Nature's going to give us another mild winter? I think she's just been loading her guns.
Well, it's like this last one. You'll be stuck with another 100 or 200 tons back there.
Seconded by
I hope everybody has room in their garage.
Start bagging it and selling it.
Don't say it. John's already thought about that.
Okay.
The last thing I have, and it's an important one. We've talked about it on a few different occasions. We are getting into the season, into our busy season, and it's already started. We're already starting to get backed up. Talking about summer help, you know, we are down a man. Over two years ago, we laid one of our guys off. We're all in this whole thing together. Police department, fire department did what they had to do. We did what we did. We're all in this thing together. We had talked about possibly utilizing the fire department and the firemen on their off days, and since they're already in our system. I spoke extensively with Chief Welsh, and And I've pretty much come to the conclusion that that's not really going to work out real well. There's a lot of legal things that are involved with using the firemen on their off days. We were thinking that it would be pretty much just mowing, but it's not just mowing. Our list is getting extremely long. We've got a lot of road work, crack seal, and we're out painting roads. Crack seal that we need to get, a lot of curves we need to get rebuilt. So I would like to ask the board to let us go ahead and hire a younger gentleman on his seasonal help with the possibility at the end, not really knowing exactly what's happening, our budget can handle it.
Is this part-time?
Huh?
Part-time or just seasonal?
No, it would be considered part-time.
Part-time seasonal to start with.
What the contract
or a full-time seasonal to start with, yeah.
You know, truth be told, and I know I've got one of my good guys in the audience tonight, the youngest guy I have in my department is 63 years old. I got three of them. They're all going to be retiring here pretty soon. A couple of them I know are getting extremely close within a year, year and a half. And I'm kind of not just looking at right now. I'm looking at
the future.
The future. The gentleman that we have, that we've all sat down, we've talked about, graduating senior. He is a farmer. His family's a farmer by trade. He's an equipment operator. He already has the CDLs. He's got everything pretty much taken care of. He's got a great work ethic. What I'm asking the board to do is to please give us some help this summer. We need it.
Seasonal help, do you have any insurance?
Depends on how many hours you guys give him.
That's what I'm saying. If he's seasonal, if he works 40 hours a week, you're going to have to pay.
He has to stay with under 33 hours a week.
That's 32 hours a week.
I need to look into that because I know before they worked them 40 hours.
Right.
We've worked them 40 hours in the past.
I think it's anything over so many weeks.
We've got one gentleman in the road department that came on as summer help to start with, and it was 40 hours a week, so I need to look into that.
If it's seasonal help, you shouldn't have to without we opt into it, without there's something out
there. I think Ohio has a certain cutoff, like 32 weeks. I forget how many weeks. If you go beyond so many weeks at 40 hours, then you can't, quote, call them seasonal. Then you have to do it
full-time. I'm not sure exactly, you know, how the language. I know every township does it.
Right. How old is he?
19.
You need to check anything on about a certain age to operate equipment?
I think you got to be above 18 years old.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I'm not. By no means am I arguing that point.
Yeah. Well, it could define equipment. I mean, certainly mowers, things like that. Yeah. Anybody can.
I personally know this person, and equipment's not.
He can operate the equipment on the farm, but.
Yeah. It's the same equipment we have.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, legally by law.
Oh yeah, 18 years. I'm 18
saying,
years
can
old.
He operate yes. any equipment outside and be paid for?
Yes. I will double check on that. But I'm almost going to say 100%. Yes, you have to be above 18 years old.
Okay. When
at a government entity.
When is he going to be available? The man you're talking about, the young man.
He could actually. He's in a program with the school right now where he's had his credits. Halfway through this year,
right.
So what it is he only had one class that he had to do, and the school said, you know,
so
there's no need for you to be coming in. He's been out of school since halfway through the season, halfway through the year.
Mm-hmm. He's essentially free now.
Yeah, yeah. He graduates this May. I mean, he'll go up and walk across the way. He graduates. But he's got everything.
Well.
And once again, it's one of these things where I guess the way I'm kind of looking at it is I'm grooming somebody because we're going to need it. Pretty soon we're going to need it.
Right. Well, there's no question that you and I have talked about that frequently, you know.
I'm not knocking you guys because you're getting older and then
you're... Well, do you want an okay tonight or are you just looking to...
I would love to have, if the board is willing to give me an okay tonight, then I can get with him and figure things out.
I didn't give you the okay, but it's going to take a resolution to hire.
Yeah.
So if you want to do
Well, the only issue I could see right now, Jim, is exactly how we would establish him. If, you know, things such as insurance and, you know, things of that nature.
He'll have to have a physical.
And that's something drug,
and he'll do all that.
Subject to physical things like that.
So he'll have to take his physical and everything. And then we'll establish a time period.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay.
And, May 1st through whatever.
Yeah, okay. And then we'll retouch base towards the end of it. And see what we're
you know,
what pay are we going to offer starting out?
For the union.
It's in their contract. I think it's like 14.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it might be a good man for our future, really.
The last guy you picked was a good guy, too.
Yeah. Well, I get him out.
Yeah,
so.
I think you got the consensus of the board to go ahead and just get all the names, application, everything.
I got everything already.
And then so. You can get the physical and everything done. We'll just do the resolution next week. In 2 weeks.
Okay. I just.
You certainly need the help. There's no question about that.
Well, we're about to get bombarded.
I know you are.
Okay.
We already are. I appreciate that wholeheartedly. Thank you. And I'm sure my guys will too. And that's all I got.
Yay!
Any questions from the road department?
Get off the podium.
No, I have. Before you leave, I have. Were you able to get?
Yes, I spoke with him, and I got a couple things I need to check in to. He gave me some pointers on where to go look. And unfortunately, I mean, I just since I talked to him before, so I have not had the time to get out of here to go.
Okay, that's fine. You have not looked at it, in other words.
No, we talked for a long time about it.
Yeah.
And he explained everything to me.
Camp Chase Railroad I was talking about last night.
I mean, it's one of these things where it's out of our right-of-way, and that's what I explained to him. It's out of our right-of-way. It is something we can't work on.
Right.
But ultimately, the railroad doing their job and cleaning that ditch out, this is where I have to step in because my job is to take care of our residents. And that's when I told him we need to make sure that we don't create any kind of an issue for them.
Well, that's essentially what I told him. Well, it was what I told him. If they created some kind of an issue where water's going to back up or anything like that, you know, he might be subject to a lot of angry people. Yeah, or worse, really, you know.
When I talk with Powell, we're going to come up with a game plan to keep that from happening.
Okay.
So I just a lot of things have to be put together to make it
okay.
Work.
We just need to get everybody to understand that
that's
the railroads, not
no. It's an unfortunate situation because that at one time used to be an alley.
Yeah.
Which I've explained to the board many times. It used to be an alley.
Yes, sir.
It was considered dedicated unimproved.
Right.
So way back when, road department, they classified a dedicated unimproved as, that's a road, but we don't do anything with it.
Right.
Well, now we got trees 2 foot around the road, when that's not really the way it is. Right. It's a dedicated alley. Unimproved means it's not paved, so it's still gravel.
Exactly. Well, the other thing that I mentioned to him as well, when we worked on that a little bit late last summer, you know, he made the promise, and I reminded him of that he would clear.
He told us both that.
Yeah, you know, that he would clear that.
And he reiterated that again with me on the phone.
Okay. All righty. Well, that's about all I had then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Building department. Melissa.
Jeez. I just want to know why Jim got to double score me.
Because he didn't concede you.
Which means?
Age before beauty.
Age before beauty.
I recently gave the board real estate procedures. What to do when the township comes into property. Gave them steps on what to do with the properties that we receive. I did a bunch of research with other cities, townships, attorneys, everybody. Got everybody's opinions, how they do it, wrote it up for the board, and sent it to them in an email at the beginning of this week. Asked them to look it over and hopefully approve it tonight. We currently have 2 homes that the township now owns. I would say in the next 2 weeks we'll have a total of 5. So my goal is not to sit on the properties forever, to get rid of them.
If we can pass this, we can have an auction, get rid of these houses within the end of April, probably.
Right.
Or March, I'm sorry. April, May, end of May.
There's a few things in here that, give you number 4, township does not rent property to anyone. If we have a piece of property, and as we know, we have a piece of property back here that has a cell tower on it, and we make a good chunk of change from that.
That's different. This is property, like a lot.
Right,
like
I understand.
Like a parcel.
It's
yeah,
living
parcel.
Space.
Yes.
And then the other thing is the amount of time. There's no reason that, in my opinion, that the township cannot, in some of the properties that we're tearing down, that we may not want to. That's one thing they don't make anymore is land. So if we look at an area, and then I'll give Robin's area as an example, is that something that we may, as the market gets hot, then turn around and then sell it, because it costs us nothing other than Jim headache cutting it. I'm sorry, Jim.
Oh, I appreciate that.
But I don't think that we need to be so quick to just say we got to get rid of this property right away. That's my opinion.
But we're not a real estate agency, and that's what I don't want to have to happen, is to dedicate one individual to hold real estate.
Well, it would be
because
the
we'd have to open our own land bank.
Correct.
And then at that point, you'd have to have somebody staff that.
Well, one of the things that we are allowed to do, if I'm correct, that we are allowed to obtain the property, what's the longest we can obtain it? Is there's no set limit of how long we can obtain that piece of property, is there?
No, you can hold on to it forever.
Right.
But there's no
revenue. Do we have to pay
revenue.
Property tax?
I understand that. But a lot of times if we have very little invested in it with tearing it down and et cetera, and then we keep that for this time next year, and then we sell it, you know, look at the trends and et cetera, maximize what we can get out of the property, as well as look at what it will do for the community in that particular area for wanting to plant basically a seed for a community to start growing versus just saying, here, you want to buy it, widen your property.
That follows under number 1A. If the township wishes to keep the property, a complete plan as what to be done with the property should be completed and voted on in an open meeting no later than 21 days from acquiring the property. So if the township wants to hold on to that property, then you would simply say, our plan at this time is to hold on to this property for 6 months, then reevaluate it again. So that falls under A1. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you have to decide exactly what will happen. You could put it in that little, hold it for a couple months.
I would like myself to come in and sit down with you and go over some of these with you, and like we're doing now versus tying up a lot of time tonight, and then be prepared to move on this at the next meeting.
Okay. Rob, do you have any questions? You've had it all week as well.
Yeah. I probably would like to as well, just given the simple fact, you know, it's a situation here where it has a direct effect to all of Franklin Township. Property is property, the township is the township. And I certainly don't want to see anything of an adverse nature to go back, you know, to maybe current property owners and that kind of thing. In other words,
this is all covered in here.
Yeah, it's all laid out in here.
And I understand
that.
And
that's why I said it before the meeting, so you can review it this week.
Yeah, frankly, I haven't had time, honestly, to really absorb this in all fairness and everything. And, you know, it's something that will, you know, could be, and getting properties, you know, distressed properties cleaned up, there's no question that needs to be done, and everybody, every jurisdiction in the United States is fighting these things now. I just want to have us get it as right as we can.
Okay. There's no hurry, two more weeks. I mean, why?
No, that's fine, but I've worked on this for so long.
I understand.
And
you guys had it all week and had no questions.
Yeah.
All week.
Yeah.
And I've offered. We've both been here.
I understand.
It's just a little frustrating. Well, I won't get any more property then until we have a procedure. I will continue to.
Well, I would say we're not going to punish the township.
No,
and
but
say
I'll still
I'm
clean
not
them up, but it's not. I won't take it into the township name. I'll give it to the land bank, and the land bank can hold on to the properties. If we don't have a procedure,
So
we don't have a procedure what to do with them. It doesn't.
I understand, but we
sense
will.
To have a.
But Melissa, to sit there and say that you're not going to take them because we didn't vote on this tonight and there's not a procedure is
no. That's what I'm saying.
Let me finish, please. To basically sit there and tell me that you're not going to take these because we're not taking this into consideration because we have not voted on this today doesn't precede what we've already done in the past that we've taken them. So to come here tonight and sit here and say, well, since you're not basically going to pass this, we're not going to. I'm not going to take any more property.
It's very frustrating.
I understand.
So let me talk. I'll let you talk. I've worked very hard over the last 6 months to a year on these houses.
She has worked hard.
I have done a lot of research.
I agree.
And I'm talking. And to give this to you guys before a meeting and be open. My door is always open. My phone is always open. And nobody to ask any questions. And then me to come up here and lay my hard work down. And everybody look at me like, sorry, we didn't have a chance to look at it. It's just a little frustrating.
She had worked hard on it. She'd went to other townships. She's compared peers. She's went all this to the town. Their attorneys went backwards and forth and backwards and forth.
Oh, our attorneys have seen it.
They have seen it.
It's approved.
She has sent it to everybody to look at.
I'm okay waiting another
over
2 weeks.
A week ahead
but my,
of time.
My problem is if I start to get 15, 20, 30 houses and we don't have a procedure, these residents aren't going to be happy because they're still going to be there.
Yeah.
And there's no procedure to what to do with this. And if I just let the land bank have them,
no. The
land bank has procedures, and then they can take care of the properties. So I'm trying to look out for the township, get revenue for the township, make rules to sell it, have money for the township.
Exactly.
So I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just a little frustrated.
I can understand being frustrated, but
I'm not saying I'm not going to do my job and I won't take properties, but please keep in mind, it's not beneficial to anybody to have a hoard of houses and nothing to do with
and
it.
And I agree. We've come a long ways with this,
yes,
and I agree.
I'm just a little frustrated.
And I can understand. But what I'm saying is, there's some of these I want to sit down and go over with you. After going back over, I have some notes on some of these.
But how do I sit down with each of you, change it to how each of you like?
That is.
Without sitting down with the three of you at once.
It's not even. Well, you must sit down with the three of us.
At once.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then that means
so we can always.
Well, she's here right now. There's three of us here.
Well, the other thing that we can do is a special meeting.
I'm just saying.
Something that's going
to
affect
you know what I mean? It's just hard to sit down with each of you at different times.
I am not
well, here was my
to,
thought.
Okay.
You know,
if I came to you and said, I got obviously Don's fine with the way it is. I had a couple questions.
Okay.
And I wanted to sit down and go over it. Not necessarily have to take up everyone's time and etc. Ralph may have a few questions himself.
I'm sure I'm going
if he
to
comes help. In on Monday, I come in on Tuesday, and we set a meeting for Thursday for a special meeting, you know, we're done. I mean, it's not something that's going to be dragged out. I apologize that it didn't work out the way that you wanted to tonight. It's not as if I'm trying to. We only have one chance to get it right.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. That's precisely no disrespect.
So.
For your time, and I think I picked those up 3 or 4 days ago, and it's been a really busy week. I haven't had time to really digest this as well, and, you know, it is like a forever thing. And if we got a forever thing that's involved for the township, before I carry it through and put my stamp of approval on it, I want to make sure.
So you'll be in Monday, Ralph, to talk to me about this?
Well, we're supposed to have our meeting Monday anyway. Yeah.
When would you like to talk to me about this?
No, I think what we need to do is I think all of us need to have a meeting. If he's willing to have a special meeting.
We'll have a special meeting on Thursday, she.
Yeah.
So you.
I think we need to get our thoughts together and bring everybody.
We can do it at one time, it's fine with me.
I know, we've been seeming like we're going to have trouble getting some of these.
Can you do that at the quarterly meeting when it's her turn?
We can do it at the quarterly meeting on the 24th. But
you
I mean,
be ready on Monday to go through it with
me? I was trying to get it quicker for than to the 24th.
Well,
it's Monday, John. It's okay.
Well,
it's
Monday.
I'm sorry?
It's Monday.
No, the special meeting on the 24th is going to be an extremely long meeting with a lot
okay,
of
so
employee
then,
things.
Pick
I
day.
Want this to be on its own.
Okay.
I think there needs to be definitive things.
Pick a date.
I don't see
and
why.
I know
not
you're
tomorrow.
Not willing to have
I
these special meetings per se.
I see why it can't be held the same day. There's not that
no.
much to be held.
No, no. We are going to be into 4 hours of employee talks on Monday. And I'm not
so is there a problem with us being here 4 hours and doing a meeting?
Well, no,
I mean,
certainly.
Your trustees are being paid to work for their residents.
Exactly, so we'll just come back in on
so
Wednesday.
So we just come in on Thursday. I don't really, you
I have
know,
no problem with that.
Me.
Oh, that's a
date.
Oh, God.
We're being paid, you're right. So we just come back in on Wednesday.
So you're going to get with
it's up
her.
To you.
Is somebody going to get with her? Are you going to talk to her tomorrow?
When do you want to?
Well, I mean, I can.
One
I can talk to her
Wednesday
whenever 1
o'clock.
Wednesday at 1 o'clock, a special meeting.
That sounds
concerning
fine.
Concerning this. And
okay.
That's next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday of next week.
Yeah.
Special meeting.
April
26th.
At
1
o'clock.
Okay.
And do you still have the interview tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
All that doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all I have. So we'll talk then. If you have any questions before, or didn't need more papers, or lost the email, just let me know.
And I might. I'll touch base with you on that.
Okay. That's all I have. The resolutions you read, we will have all of those properties in the township name in the next 2 weeks. Hart Road, the one that was boarded up, Hart, they have been evicted and they are boarding that up as we speak. So
essentially all the ones we made the resolutions on were
we will need to sell or get rid of.
Okay, well
sometimes.
We're 2 weeks out from having the title, so
right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Did you just post that meeting to discuss the procedure to procure and dispose of properties
acquired by the township
by
demolition,
nuisance
properties.
Well,
they're not all nuisance.
Yeah, I'm just basically just saying disposition of distressed properties or something to that effect.
All right, that's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa. John?
The only thing that I have, I talked to our attorney today in regards to the sewer. It continues to, we've had 18 records requests. The county's like, hey, let us get back to you. They have not. We've even sent record requests to MORPC to see how the grant was written, and you know we have the right to see that. They do not want to show us, obviously for obvious reasons. They don't want to show us. So our attorney said that they would basically send the last letter to them saying this is it. And then we bring it back to the board to see what we want to do, if we want to proceed further by file action of a suit, because they will not show us. And basically what this makes the difference in between is, do we pay $3,800 tap fee and they are calling it a capacity fee? I talked to the City of Columbus and the City of Columbus says, we don't know what you're talking about. We're not going to see any of that. That's a county project. So I talked with City Council in regards to that and they're like, that has nothing to do with us. That's on the county. County saying that the money's going to go to this, it's going to go to the city so they can expand their facility. Well, I checked with the Ohio Public Commissions, and they basically said a percentage of your sewer bill is what further growth of their expansion as they would need it. So with every question that we have, they just ignore it and throw it away, basically. So that's where we're at with that.
Yeah, I got another question. Up on Hague, our water comes from the Dublin water treatment. So is money going to go to that one too?
Well, see, we're talking water, sewer versus water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the sewer.
Yeah.
And the reason that I'm concerned about this is because they took $11.5 million grant from, which they don't pay back from WARPSE. And in my opinion, you're double dipping because now you're wanting to charge the residents to hook on. Generally, the charge to hook on is to help cover the cost of the project. So if they can show me where that was only, the project was $22 million and they only collected $11.5 million, and that our fees that we're paying is to help cover the project, but they won't show us anything that we ask.
I have a feeling it's already covered in
that grant.
They
say it doesn't exist, that what we're asking for doesn't exist. And there, yeah, see, well, there's stimulus money that was also involved. And anytime you're dealing with the government and you take money, it's mandated that you cannot create a hardship with a grant. Now, how they want to classify this and et cetera, I can say one thing, they can say another, but it really ultimately would be up to a judge to distinguish what what are you doing is right or wrong. So we're basically at that point where they're going to continue to ignore us unless you want to do something.
They've also said, well, we'll put the money on your taxes, and then when you're dead and gone, then you're
and that was
we'll take care of it.
Well,
why would you want to create a hardship for your
one of the things is you can't put it on your property tax. You have to pay the $3,800 up front before you can even get the permit to start it. So it's not as if you can take it they'll put $3,800 on your taxes and you continue to pay until you pay the $3,800 off. So they do not do that. There is government, I'm going to call it government assistance. There is assistance and et cetera if you make under, I think it was like $11,000, somewhere in that range, $12,000. And what they would do is put what they call a soft lien on your property. If you die, the lien goes away. Your kids will not have a lien on there. You can pay what you want to pay, when you want to pay, and et cetera. So that works great for seniors and people that have that opportunity, but the person that's in the middle that may be sending their kids to school or et cetera, and you know, picking up that cost. The other thing is in the Ohio Township Association, there is legislation that I'm trying to find out if it's passed or not. If you have a working septic tank and it is inspected, they cannot mandate you to hook on.
Can't force you.
But I do not have an ORC on that, and I'm still trying to find out if that has went through the House of Representatives.
I have it in my office. It is a Ohio revised code.
If we do, but I'm checking to see if I can get that from you.
Sure.
That would be great, because if that is the case, we can, and I would want myself to have an independent person check my system and not just someone from the county and saying that doesn't work. Yes, sir.
When we hooked up to the sewer 15 years ago, we even went to court. They said we had to hook up to it.
Correct.
There was no question. Even we had a working septic tank,
sure,
a large lot, we still had to hook up to it.
Right. And this is a new ruling that has come out. This has went through the House. So this would be a new law. And that's where I'm trying to get the actual ORC, go back, get the language of what it really says, and how does that affect the people in the township? And who classifies working and not working? So there's a lot of questions. That doesn't necessarily automatically say, okay, I don't have to hook on. But it does open up a lot of questions of legality of what is what.
Yep, I'll get that.
Okay,
for you.
Anything else?
Okay, Don?
Need a Kaufman Award. Remind everybody they have to be in here by July the 13th at 5:00. So if anybody's got any nominations for Juanita Kaufman Award.
What was the date again on that, sir?
July the 13th.
Deadline for the Juanita Kaufman.
I've been bringing this up since the first of the year. Asked both of you to look over the trash contract. and bring in any changes you want. This is the last time I'm going to ask.
Contract.
If we don't have it, we're either going to drop the contract, or I'll take it to the attorney without your input.
Okay.
I've been asking since the first of the year for this. Well, Melissa has run everybody copies.
It wasn't the first of the year. Yeah, I started talking about the first quarter, the end of the first quarter. But there will be.
Everybody has gotten
copies. I'll be getting, within the next few days, I'll have further information on it. So I'd say certainly within a week or so.
Did you want to explain where you're at with that?
I've got mine.
So.
Bring your stuff in for your contract where you're at.
I'll have it within a week or so. There'll be beds and everything.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know if you want to explain that you've been talking.
No, not specifically right now.
Okay.
You've been talking to the trash company?
Yes, sir. I told you I would.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
So, but the thing is, when we do this, it's going out to bid, it'll be advertised in the newspaper. You can't call one company and say, I want you to bid on this.
No, I understand. I understand that.
Okay.
Anything else?
Give everybody a briefing on where the JED was at when I gave it up, or it was taken away. The mall has signed on to the JED. The Hollywood Plaza on the corner signed into the JED. Cage Room, Smoke House, the Dollhouse, that's the 51%. Of the 49% that have not signed up that will be taken in, whether they like it or not, will be the oil companies, Sally Beauty Supply, and Express Scripts.
But there's also a new ruling that...
And if anybody wants out of it, they can apply, and a judge can rule them and say they can get out of it. They don't feel that they are being given any use from the JED. Ralph?
Spring clean.
Just a reminder of spring cleanup, which I assume that tires and meds are the only thing we're going to dispose of this time, right?
Yeah, we're not going to trash or...
And that is, that's any old tires, whatever, be turned in year 2193, Frank Rowe. That's April the 29th from...
9 to
2. 9 to 2.
Okay, 9 to 1.
Or any old meds you can bring in if an officer on duty
meds.
Or...
No tires, correct?
Yes.
Yes, tires?
And, yes, tires. And an unlimited amount this time. But you can't be like a tire shop.
That's what I told him last night. You know, we just don't want commercial to come in and drop.
We had it. The first time we did it, it was a maximum of two. And then I explained to the board that everybody has four in their car. So we needed four. We figured out the four. And now we've applied for a grant. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to be able to get that grant where it's going to help us with the cost of getting rid of our tires.
Yeah.
Because we get bumps.
I'd rather take six tires than take four tires and two of them be in the ditch.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, not a, no exaggeration. We took up four or 500 tires.
That's your
report you told me to sign.
Okay. Anything else? Any questions from the audience? Make a motion to adjourn.
Need a second, please? Thank you, John.
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.